The Rescue Worker, a lifelong transformational journey of Jesus apprentices, learning to love, serve, and be like the Master. Experiencing Jesus in the Gospel of Luke with Dr. Douglas Pereira.
Hello, welcome to The Rescue Worker, this community of Jesus apprentices that are trying to live the life like Jesus did, loving like Jesus, serving like Jesus did, being like Jesus. That's our goal. That is our place that we want to reach, being like Jesus. And we know that is a transformational journey, a loving transformational journey. And that is the concept that our model presents to us, the loving concept. We should be a loving creature. You must love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind. And you must love your neighbor as yourself. It's all about love. Loving God, love one another, and loving ourselves. And it's through this love that we'll be transformed according to the image and likeness of God. Well, we are finishing today our 12th week of this journey of experiencing Jesus in the Gospel of Luke. And somehow, it has been a journey in trying to understand how to be like God, how to share love the same way that God does. A love that is unconditional and a love that reaches everyone, even those that oppose to us. This love should reach out to those that are different from us. And our memory verse for this week is, you must be compassionate just as your Father is compassionate. That is the principle that we should live according to. And we know that it's only through the Holy Spirit, it's only through God's power that we can do that, to live according to God's way, according to God's image and likeness, according to whom God is. For this reason, we need to come before God every single day. We don't need to be afraid to come to Him, because in Hebrews 4:16, we read, "So let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God. There we'll receive His mercy, and we'll find grace to help us when we need it most." God is available, and He's waiting for us. And as we approach Him, we'll be transformed, we'll be touched by His grace and mercy. And that is so important for us to embrace, God's grace and God's mercy. And as we experience that, we may be able to share with others. So, is only through God, is only through the power of the Holy Spirit, is only through surrender to Jesus completely. So I want to give you 1 minute for you to connect with God at this moment. A minute for you to seek Him in prayer. Surrender to Him. Submit to Him. And ask for guidance and ask for direction as we study Luke chapter 6, verse 36. And then, after this 1 minute of reflection and prayer, we'll come back for a short prayer and then the study of verse 36 of Luke 6. Thank you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thanks so much for your blessings, for one more day of life, for the opportunity and freedom that we have to come before you and study your word. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy and grace, for health, for family. Thank you, Lord. At this moment, we ask for guidance and direction as we study Luke 6:36. We ask that you will enlighten our eyes, open our ears to hear your voice and your will and desire for us. Lord, in a special way, I pray for healing, comfort, forgiveness, protection, salvation to everyone that is listening to my voice and are in need of those blessings. Be with us, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So, the verse for our study today comes from the Sermon of the Plain, what is equivalent to the Sermon of the Mountain of Matthew 5 to 7. On this Sermon of the Plain, Luke, he selects and organizes a very unique way Jesus' teachings for his audience, for the people that he's writing to. Remember, Luke is writing to those that don't have a Jewish background. Probably they are coming from paganism. They have many deities. They are being introduced to Jesus. They are getting to know Jesus. And getting to know Jesus is getting to know God. And for Luke, it is important, yes, to present what God expects from us. But more important is to present who God is. Because on that way, they can have a proper relationship with God and a proper understanding about our identity. Because we were created according to the image and likeness of God. So the pagans, the Gentiles, those that were Greek and Romans that had so many deities and gods and goddesses, they saw in their deity the worst of humankind. When you study the mythology and the pantheon or the gods of the Greeks and the Romans and other old civilizations, you realize that those gods reflect the worst of humankind. Some gods are full of hate, some gods are full of vengeance, some gods, they are so evil. And is a relationship based on transaction, reciprocity, right? I do this and you get that. If you do something for me, I'll give something. It's about exchanging. It's God that gets upset with humankind. It's God that must be peace and pleased, right? There are deities that reflect more about humankind and the worst of humankind than anything else. But now, Luke is presenting who is the God presented in the Hebrew Bible and the God presented by Jesus. A God that is love, based on love. An unconditional love for humankind. A God that loves not in answer and exchange. A God that doesn't need to be pleased or appeased to give us goods. A God that lives by a principle of love, grace, and compassion. That is the biblical God. But I can tell you that, unfortunately, when we look around Christianity and what people are saying or teaching, we see a God that is more related to the deities of the Greeks and Romans than the God of the Bible. A God that is about exchanging. If you do something for me, I'll do something for you. A God that is always upset that humankind need to please and please this God with offering sacrifices. The God that sometimes, I would say most of the time, we hear from pulpits and church leaders is a God that is more in alignment with the pagan gods than the biblical God. This biblical God is based on love. And this biblical God created humankind to be like Him. Humankind was created to be like God, to reflect the image and likeness of God. And because God, He loves by principle, not based on exchange, reciprocity, or anything else, but by principle. This love that is extended to everyone, we should do the same. And that's the reason we read and studied yesterday, verse 35. Love your enemies. Do good to them. Lend to them without expecting to be repaid. Then your reward from heaven will be very great, and you will truly be acting as children of the Most High. For He is kind to those who are unthankful and wicked. Yes, God is love. He is good even with those that are, what? Unthankful. Those that don't recognize God. Those that don't recognize His actions. And wicked, those that don't obey Him. God is loving to them. God gives to them. And that is mind-blowing for many people and even those that are listening. What God is that? That is the God that Paul writes in Romans 8, 38 and 39. There's nothing that can separate from the love of God. It's not death or life, power, king, demons, angelic beings, nothing can separate from God's love. There is nothing you can do to make God love you more, and that there's nothing you can do to make God to love you less. He just loves you. And that is the God that we serve. He loves everyone. He gives to everyone. And then comes verse 36. You must be compassionate, just as your Father is compassionate. It's clear, it's a commandment. Be compassionate. Love unconditionally. Serve unconditionally. Do good unconditionally. Respect unconditionally. And what is the main reason? What is the motivation? What is the why's? Because your Father is compassionate. Here we have a theological concept called imitatio Dei. Two Latin words, imitatio, imitate, emulate, Dei, God. Act like God. Emulate God. Be like Him. Because God is this way, I should be in the same way. This concept of imitatio Dei is not something new. Yeah, we may use this phrase today, but that truth was in the Bible. And it's clear. And even Christians are aware of this truth. And we like to even use this idea, we need to be like God, in a specific verse, and for me is one of the most misunderstood verse of the Bible. So this concept of imitating God, it's not new. It's something that we claim. But sometimes we don't understand. And there's this Bible verse, and this Bible verse comes from the Sermon on the Mount. And it's the version that what we're studying. And I want to read for you because maybe it can help to clarify and make the point where we are going with our study. So I'm reading from Matthew chapter 5, and I'll read verse 48. And I'm reading from the New Living Translation. And let me ask you, have you heard these words? But you are to be perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect. Yes, you probably have heard this Bible verse. And you probably have heard people saying, yeah, you need to be perfect. You cannot sin because God is perfect. So the idea of perfection based on this Bible verse or people give to this Bible verse is, oh, being perfect is being without sin. So yes, we should avoid sin and avoid, and I agree we need to avoid sin. I'm not saying against that, but I want to give you the context and the primary meaning and interpretation of this text. What is what God's saying here that we need to be perfect according to Jesus' words? You know what? Let's read the verses that come before. I just read verse 48. Let's read starting verse 43. And maybe those words will resonate what we are studying here. You have heard the law that says, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say, love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you. And that way, you will be acting as true children of your Father in heaven. For he gives his sunlight to both the evil and the good. And he sends rain on the just and the unjust alike. If you love only those who love you, what reward is there for you? For that, even corrupt tax collectors do that much. If you're kind only to your friends, how are you different from anyone else? Even pagans to do that. But you are to be perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect. Can you see the context? What is perfection here? God loves unconditionally. He loves everyone. He loves the friends, those that obey, and God loves those that don't obey and they are unthankful. God loves those that don't follow him. And somehow we are must be like God, loving those that don't love us, those that don't think like us, those that don't behave like us, those that are not like us. We need to love those that are our enemies in a sense that they hate us, they exclude us, they mock us, and they curse us. And I use those four because those are the four elements that the fourth beatitude of Luke 6 talks about: hate, exclusion, mocking, and cursing. So those that do that to you, because you were created according to the image of God, you are supposed to love them unconditionally. So do you want to be perfect? Love unconditionally. Perfection, be like the Father, is not here talking about not having sin, but loving unconditionally. You see, God's kingdom is about love. And when love is not manifested, we are away from what God is. So love must be manifested so we can be like love. And every time I talk about love, someone will say to me, but Pastor, but God is justice and love, right? As something that justice was not love. My dear friend, God can be just because he's a loving God. And the definition of justice is based on God's love. And guess what? If we do a study in the Bible about justice, justice is the concept that is God bringing love the kingdom where love, the kingdom, is not present. I'll repeat. What is justice in the Bible? The main idea, or one of the main thoughts, is recovering the love and the kingdom that is not present. Let me give you an example that will help us even with the idea of just, but also with this idea of being like God. I want to go to Deuteronomy chapter 10. Here, Deuteronomy, we need to keep in mind, is a summary, is a collection of the teachings given to Moses at Sinai, and now, before he leaves, before he goes to his passing, he's sharing, giving a summary. Okay? So, pay attention to Deuteronomy 10, and I'll start reading from verse 17, because I know some people that like to have that idea that God is the God of justice, or a powerful God, and even angry God. They like verses like 17. For the Lord your God is the God of gods and the Lord of lords. He's the great God, the almighty and the awesome God, who shows no partiality and cannot be bribed. Wow. What a powerful God, verse 17. But see how that is explained on verse 18. I'm reading the Deuteronomy 10, 18. He ensures that orphans and widows receive justice. What is justice? We have the widows and the orphans. They are in need. Their dignity has been stolen. They are not experiencing the kingdom in its fullness. They may not have what to eat. So God does justice. What is justice? Recover love. Recover the kingdom where is not being presented. So this powerful God is the almighty God that do justice. And how he does justice? Caring, presenting love and the kingdom. He ensures that orphans and widows receive justice. He shows love to the foreigners living among you and gives them food and clothing. So you, verse 19, too must show love to the foreigners. Because God does, you should do. For yourself were once foreigners in the land of Egypt. You see, our powerful God is a loving God that makes justice. And what is making justice? Presenting love. Presenting the kingdom values where they are not a reality. So, do you want to be perfect? Like God? Love unconditionally. Do you want to do justice? Present love and the kingdom where is not manifested. You must be compassionate. Is an order, is a commandment. Live by principle, not by exchange. And why? Just as your Father is compassionate. We were created to imitate God. Are you being perfect? Are you being like God? And I don't ask those questions, point any fingers. But I ask those questions for reflection. And if for some reason your answer is no, I'm not being like God. No, I'm not being perfect. I have been loving just those that think like me or behave like me. No, I cannot love those that hate me, badmouth me, exclude me, mock me. No, I cannot. The main reason for those questions is to lead you to think. And by God's grace, lead you to surrender. It's not to point fingers. It's not to make you feel bad. But it's to for you to surrender. Surrender to God. Surrender to His rulership, His kingdom. A kingdom based on unconditional love. That the perfection that He requires from us is unconditional love. Is that easy? No, it is not. Am I getting right? No, I'm not. But here is our goal, our target, to love God, love all. To serve God, to serve all, is what we have on our motto. Love God with all your heart, soul, and love your neighbor as yourself. We must live by principle, the principle of who God is and who we are in God's eyes, and who are the people. They are not our enemies. They are child of God. They are created according to the image and likeness of God. And we must love them unconditionally. So Lord, help us. Help us to do that. Let's be perfect. Imitating God. Loving unconditionally. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thanks so much for your blessings. Thank you for this study, this Bible verse, the concept of Mitacho Dei, what that means, what means to be perfect, what means to do justice. Lord, we need you. Help us to understand your will every single day, and help us to apply and make a reality in our lives. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Let's go to the questions for reflection, and here they are. What is happening in this passage? What stuck out to me? What can I learn about God and His kingdom? In what ways has Jesus loved and served? How should I love and serve according to Jesus' example? What specific steps can I take to apply these lessons in my life? How can I share these lessons with others today? May God bless you abundantly. May God help us to imitate God, to be like Him, to love unconditionally. Next week, we start a new section or a new segment of the Sermon of the Plain. And somehow, on this section, we will learn something that we are not supposed to imitate God. We have been studying that we should imitate God, but we have a few aspects that we're not supposed to imitate God. And one of them is to judge. Judgment is only for God. God didn't give us the permission to judge. So on that aspect, we should not imitate God. Judgment is only for Him. And every time I judge someone, well, I'm doing something that I'm not supposed to do. So next week, we start this journey of reflecting the Sermon of Plain based on not judging others. May God bless you abundantly. And remember, we were created according to the image of God. A God that is love and merciful, that loves us unconditionally. And we should follow His footsteps, love unconditionally other people. This love that we're talking about here is not about the feelings per se, but it's respect. It is about giving dignity, is protecting, is the principle. May God bless you And I hope to see you next week.
Experiencing Jesus in the Gospel of Luke.